No, Alexander, and I'm recording, so just be ready. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, because I want to try to get this up right away, and that
Right.
is that I'm going to read you the headline because it should have come as a surprise, but why not? Why not surprise you a little bit? I just got it literally. Sanders joins Biden live stream to give full-throated endorsement. So they got, side by side on a live stream, of course. Both of them are quarantined and social distancing, not quarantined, social distancing. And as I think the whole world has now pretty much predicted, Bernie Sanders has gotten behind Biden 100%.
Well, I think
There you go.
Alex, that was our prediction, and I think that was one of the safest predictions we've ever made, actually. I think Bernie has been the Pied Piper of the left wing, of the so-called progressive, ultra progressive left, of all the Bernie bros. His idea, his purpose was to mobilize them and lead them all into the DNC's camp, because that's what he's done. This is not a real insurrectionist. He loves being senator for Vermont. He loves being part of the Democratic establishment. He was going to support Biden right from the get-go, and that was what it was all about. He did it with Hillary, and now he's done it with Biden, and no one should be surprised. The amazing thing to me is why anybody thought otherwise, why anybody thought that he would fight this. He didn't fight it in 2016. He wasn't going to fight it now.
Just like he did with Hillary Clinton, he's now doing with Biden.
Absolutely. I'm going to make a prediction. It's going to disgust people, and they're even fewer people
Yeah,
as a result. I mean,
absolutely.
it's going to lose. It's going to lose.
It's going to embarrass a lot of people as well, because a lot of people got behind the Bernie Sanders movement. And I say that very, very loosely, because what's a movement without an effective leader?
What's a movement without an effective leader? It's got no organization. It's not a party, because Bernie's never going to create a party of his own. I mean, that's absolutely clear. It's not a movement. It's a media thing. It's a piece of theater. It was a show. That's all it
A
ever
show.
was. It was a show.
Yeah, we had that live stream, and what was the title of it? False Prophet.
Yeah,
That's what Bernie was.
absolutely.
False
Absolutely.
Prophet.
Absolutely. As opposed to us, whose prophecies come true, at least where American politics are concerned. Nothing
Most of the time they
falls,
do. Most of the time, yeah.
nothing about us. No, I mean, but really, I mean,
That's
you
the
know,
breaking news. It just came in
that's the
right now,
breaking
Alexander.
news.
So
Yep,
I'll stay up a little late and I'll get it up. I'll get it up so
good for
everyone
you.
can just see a couple of minutes. I mean,
Yeah.
we don't have to drag this out to be a long video. That's the breaking news. Bernie Sanders has fallen in line as expected,
As
as he knew
expected.
he was going to do all along. He's supporting Biden. He's going to hit the campaign trail with Biden as long as Biden lasts. That is, as long as Biden can last. Because I
It's
don't
going
think
to be
Biden's going to be able to go for very long.
Laurel and Hardy, basically. I mean, this is Laurel and Hardy on
And here's the
campaign.
next prediction. And here's the next prediction. When Biden does go away, because he won't make it, Bernie Sanders will fall in line and support Hillary Clinton or Cuomo or whoever else they throw. There'll be Hillary
Absolutely.
Clinton. On this point, I think
Absolutely.
it'll be Hillary
Oh,
Clinton. I think
absolutely.
H.A. Goodman, I've been following him. I think he's right on this one. It will be Hillary Clinton. I can't see who else. Michelle
Well,
Obama, no, Hillary Clinton.
no, it's not going to be Michelle Obama. I mean,
No,
I'm
it
pretty
will be
sure.
Hillary Clinton.
I'm pretty sure it's not. But I'm not sure it'll be Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'm not saying it won't be. I'm not as in touch with these things as you are. But on one prediction, you're absolutely right. Whoever the Democrats pick, Bernie will support them. I mean, if they picked Attila the Hun, he would support Attila the Hun. I don't have any doubt about it.
Have you ever seen, to close out the video, have you ever seen a candidate like Bernie Sanders, a person, a politician, lead so many people astray and jerk so many people's chains? I mean,
No, I haven't.
literally
No, I haven't.
BS so many people as Bernie Sanders has done for so long.
I know. I know.
Two
No.
election
I
cycles, two election
two
cycles.
election cycles. No, I haven't. I mean, the comparison people make with Jeremy Corbyn. Well, Jeremy Corbyn did try to lead the Labour Party. He led them into two general elections. He almost won. I mean, he wanted to win, exactly. I mean, there's a question. I mean, he may have been all the things people say about him: useless, ineffective, disorganized, incompetent, weak. But at least he did try and win in his own way. I don't know if Bernie doesn't want to win. I mean, that's the point. He's not about winning. I mean, he never has been. He's about, you know, supporting the Democrats, being on friendly terms with the DNC, even though they sort of badmouth him at every opportunity, and having his cushy job as senator for Vermont. I mean, that's all he's about. He's not a real candidate. He's not a real politician. He's not a real challenger. He never has been. And he's certainly no revolutionary. I mean, the idea that this was a Bernie revolution was just for the birds. There's no reality to it.
Actions speak louder than words. He supported Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, as I said, he'd support Mickey Mouse if Mickey Mouse was a Democrat. I mean, that's
and we've, and we've documented all the stuff that Biden has done, all the bad stuff that he has done, especially with regards to Ukraine.
Yeah, of which, to be very clear, Donald Trump has done nothing. Donald Trump, they've investigated him, you know. They haven't found any evidence of corruption. They haven't found any evidence of tax evasion. He wasn't a Russian asset. I mean, that insane and ludicrous story. I mean, he's done none of those things. Go over and you know, sex allegations. Well, I mean, you know, Joe Biden. I mean, he's now facing sex allegations all over the place. Of course, we don't talk about those. The New York Times wrote a big piece, you know, poo-pooing the allegations against Joe Biden. But I mean, you know, with Joe Biden, you have it all. With Donald Trump, actually, this is the amazing thing: you don't really have anything. You don't have anything. I mean, they haven't even found, you know, sex assault. Yeah, I mean, he may have had sex with all kinds of people. There's no evidence that it was in any way non-sexual, or that it involved harassment or assault. You could be sure if there was anything like that, they'd have found it, and they found nothing.
Oh yeah, they've screwed. I don't think there's been one. Want to say politician, political figure that has been more scrutinized and probably more investigated.
Oh, no.
Trump.
In U.S. history. In U.S. history, going all the way back to the first presidency.
The FBI was digging into Trump. The own U.S. intelligence, FBI and CIA, was digging into Trump.
FBI, CIA, NSA, any New York Times.
Biden has been treated with kid gloves. Kid gloves.
Exactly. I mean, there's no comparison, actually. I mean, you know, here you have actual evidence. I mean, we've talked about it so often, actual evidence of what was going on in Ukraine and with Hunter Biden. I mean, just imagine, you know, if Jared Kushner had been, you know, getting some huge job in some country where, you know, the U.S. overthrew the government or was involved in overthrowing the government, and, you know, Donald Trump was involved in all that. They'd be all over the media. Be all over the media with Joe Biden there. Nobody talks about it. The wrong thing is to want it investigated. And that's what Donald Trump gets impeached for. I mean, it's just crazy, actually. But, you know, I come back to this, and I really want to get this home to people. I mean, Donald Trump may be many things. He may be flamboyant. He may be a bit coarse in some of his language. I don't particularly find it objectionable how he speaks, but some people claim not to like it. The fact is, no wrongdoing has ever been found against him. It's quite remarkable. And given that, you know, he works in the property business, which is, you know, very tough business if you know anything about it, that's really amazing, actually.
Well, I mean, the Biden family also worked in the property business.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
They were looking to confiscate land in East Ukraine.
Well, there you go.
Open it up to oil production.
But that's the point. That's the difference. I mean, and he was, of course, in the Senate, where he was, you know, the senator for the credit cards.
So you name it. He was also Speaker of the Parliament for Ukraine.
Well, indeed he was, and head of his government and all kinds of other things. So, and was he Delaware also? Sorry, he was senator for Delaware and was running, you know, protecting the credit cards. I mean, he was, you name it, Sleepy Joe was in it. I mean, all the things that Donald Trump has been accused of, Sleepy Joe has done. But that's, of course, not creepy, the way it's done. Creepy Joe. And, of course, who does, you know, the great progressive white knight, Bernie Sanders, the fearless campaigner for the American working man and woman, who is he going to champion? Creepy Joe. I mean, it's just, you couldn't make it up. You couldn't make it up.
A man, the vice president of the Obama administration. That threw five million people out of their homes. He supported Hillary Clinton, a woman who was responsible for the dismantling of Libya and turning Libya into open air slave markets.
Yes.
But Trump's the racist. Okay.
Well, indeed, yeah. It's the world turned upside down. I mean, in terms of the reality, it is the world turned upside down. But as I said, coming back to what you said, Bernie, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. Yeah. I'm laughing. I am absolutely.
Let's close
laughing.
The book on Bernie Sanders. He was 100% a complete fake and phony.
Let's hope we see the last of him, frankly. I mean, he's been just a distraction as far as I'm concerned.
Let's hope we see the last of him.
Yeah. No.